how are namespaces and include files related, and why do we need both? Before we get to this week's question, here's a thoughtful review from iTunes. LCD says, "The method of explanation is excellent. Take Up Code is awesome education on coding for the beginner and expert alike. Thank you for creating such an important podcast." Thanks, Elsie, for your reviews and comments. Your review has helped increase the rank of this podcast so that the current listeners were able to find the podcast and also benefit. Everybody wins with genuine reviews like this. If you provided a review from a country other than the United States and would like me to mention your review, then send your review to takeupcode.com/contact. Otherwise, I probably won't see your review. Okay, on to the question this week. This question comes from Scott S., and in case you haven't noticed, Scott has been asking a lot of questions. That's awesome! And he's been attending the live classes eagerly each Saturday and improving his skills. Asking questions like this helps everybody. You see, I don't always know what you're struggling to understand. If you're having difficulty with something, then others are probably having the same trouble. I mentioned just a quick overview about this week's topic, which at the time may have just gotten mixed in with so much other information that it got buried. So today we're going to dive deeper into namespaces and include files. Why are they needed? What are the differences? And how do they interact? The first thing to understand is that namespaces and include files serve different purposes. Include files are needed in C++ to keep your class declarations separate from your implementations. This is very useful for libraries. If you write code that other developers can make use of in their projects, then you'll want to make your code available for reuse. Now, if you're both in the same company, or your code is released in the public domain and free for anybody to use, then they can just add your code directly to their project. Even if they can do this, that doesn't mean it's the best way. It's normally better to consume your code as a library. Now, libraries have already been compiled, so how will the other developers be able to use your code after it's been compiled? The way you do this is by providing your class declarations along with the compiled library. The C++ language allows you to separate your class declarations from your class implementations. The class declarations go into header files, and the implementation goes into source files. This allows you to keep your source code within your company or organization, yet still let others use your code. Some implementation might be found in your header files, especially for templates, but in general, this should be a small part of your overall code. We'll talk about templates in a future episode. The reason this is mainly a C++ question is because you don't separate your code like this in C#. All your C# code goes into source files that get compiled into assemblies. Because this is managed code, anybody using your assembly will have full access to the structure of your classes, just like they would get from an included header file. In C++, then, before you can use any class that's outside of your current source file, the definition of that class must be brought into the source file being compiled. You do this by including the header file with the class declaration inside it. You don't normally include another source file. That's just wrong. But you can include as many header files as you need. And each header file can include other header files. You can even end up including the same header file multiple times. You should take steps not to prevent multiple inclusions, but to handle the scenario in case this happens, because it will probably happen. You need something called an include file guard that the preprocessor will provide. You can either declare #pragma once at the top of each of your header files, or use an older form with a #ifdef followed by a unique string. It's a little hard to describe this in an audio podcast. You can download a free starter class in C++ that shows the #pragma_once technique by going to takeupcode.com/offers. This code will give you a starter source file and header file that you can use anytime you need to create a new class. This will get your new class started on a very professional path. Now that you know why and how to use include files, let's talk a bit about namespaces. When you create a new class definition in a header file, it's always a good idea to put the class into a namespace. The starter class that you can download also shows you how to do this. You give the namespace a name just like you would give your class a name. But namespaces really have nothing to do with header files. You could also declare a new class within one of your source files and put it in a namespace too. And namespaces are not limited to just a single file. You can have the same namespace or different namespaces declared in any number of your header files. This just puts each of the classes into those namespaces. Namespaces allow you to keep your code organized and isolated into groups so that your class names and other declarations don't conflict with other declarations from other vendors or from other code being used in a project. That is, assuming, of course, that the other code uses a different namespace. The C++ standard library follows this practice by putting everything into the STD or standard namespace. The C# language also has the concept of namespaces, and you'll often find using statements at the top of your C# files that say things like #usingSystem. This just reinforces the idea that namespaces really have nothing to do with header files. It's just that in C++, header files are where you usually declare your classes, so that's where you also declare your namespaces. In C#, you declare your namespaces right in your source code along with your classes. Regardless of the language, when you want to use some class that was declared to be inside of a namespace, you have two choices available. If you don't follow one of these choices, then your compiler will complain with an error because it can't find the class you want to use. Just including the correct header file won't automatically let your compiler know where to find the class you want to use. This is assuming that you're not already inside the namespace of the class you want to use. If the other class you want to use is already in the same namespace, then you don't need to worry. You'll usually only come across this scenario when writing your methods inside of your header files. Your first option to find a class from another namespace is to fully specify the namespace followed by the name of the class you want to use. You have to do this every time you refer to the class. Your second option is to declare that you will be using the namespace. This lets you refer to the class with just the class name. If you're writing code with C++ and are in the middle of your class declaration, which is in one of your header files, then you'll get better results if you fully specify the class from another namespace. I recommend that you don't declare that you're using another namespace from within a header file. This is because when some source code includes the header, if there's a using namespace statement within the header, then that will affect the source code file and cause it to start using the namespace too. Since you don't know what other header files the source code will be including, this could cause conflicts. Let the source code issue the using namespace statements. The code in the source file can then leave off the namespace when referring to classes. While the code in the header files should always fully refer to each namespace and class it needs. The header file is where you should create your namespaces and put your classes inside the namespace being created. It's okay, and I recommend that your header files include any other header file needed. Just don't assume that the source code will approve of using other namespaces from within the header file. Stick to just the namespace that the header file creates itself and fully reference any other namespaces created elsewhere. Taking the time to ask a question helps not only you, but everybody who listens as well. Do you have a question that you'd like me to answer? Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and you'll find a form that you can use to submit your question.